KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Trustee, who of course has been suing the former accountant Frank Loeggler, the CFO Tony Titus, and the former CEO Rich Ghilarducci, been suing them on behalf of the creditors of the creamery. Frank Loeggler says he will settle for $810,000 to get rid of that lawsuit. He has $1 million liability insurance policy, and he's proposing that basically he settles for about $810,000 to get that lawsuit to go away. So doesn't admit any guilt. If you're a member, of course, Humboldt Creamery, Rich Ghilarducci left 3 years ago, 4 years ago this February. Yes, 4 years ago. That is hard to believe. And, of course, we reported that Ghilarducci is now getting ready for his big move to the halfway house in San Francisco from federal prison in Texas, where he's serving his 30-month sentence on bank fraud. So all the details as we continue to report since February 26, 2009, every detail of the Humboldt Creamery bankruptcy and the fallout from all of that and how it's affected our community.
All right.
We also have a Ferndale City Council meeting tomorrow night. The City Council will be reviewing its purchasing policy after Tractor Gate was exposed last month. And basically, that's where a couple of people went to the council meeting to say, how come you bought a John Deere tractor from Fernbridge Tractor and not the farm shop, which is inside city limits, of course, Fernbridge Tractor being over in the 95540 zip code. Well, apparently they did go through a bid purchasing procedure to buy that John Deere, and some people were raising some questions about a 2010 dump truck purchase for $47,000. But city records show that they also did go through the bid process for that.
Wasn't there, when this first came to light, didn't the city say, we did screw up, we kind of made a mistake?
And what they did is then researched how they went about and purchased that tractor. And what they did is they were part of a national and state cost-saving program that you sign up for, where if you say you want a John Deere tractor, all the John Deere people around the world, around the nation, bid on it, and our local John Deere tractor dealer was the one that came up with the lowest bid. What they are now saying is that, you know what, while things were a little rocky with all that, we have taken a look at our ordinance, and we need to revise it possibly to include a buy local provision, so that perhaps they can say, you know what, the money is coming back through sales tax to city coffers, let's see if we can put in there a buy local first preference. So it's, as the city said, it's a good chance to look at its ordinance and see if there's any revisions. But basically, they didn't mess up as much as some people wish that they would.
You know, back in my day, if you wanted a tractor, you just built one.
Back in your day,
just roll your sleeves up and
build one.
Yeah,
and now we're spending $47,000 on a John Deere.
We need Big Brother to buy tractors for us. We made our
tractors.
There you
go. There you go. Fair Board, Humboldt County Fair Board meets on Monday to approve their 2013 budget. They're in pretty good shape with a almost 36% reserve to go into the new year. Of course, the fair has been suffering like every other organization from lack of state funding, but it's managed to pull out of that, what with fundraisers, cost reductions, salary decreases, revenue increases. So the Fair Board meeting and all the other items on the agenda are in this week's Enterprise, as well as a look back. We started it last week. We do it every week, a look back at the headlines from 2012 from the Ferndale Enterprise. And it's just amazing how much news this small town can generate and the amount of stories that, you know, not only reflected national interests and national concerns, but of course those issues that are specific to Ferndale. A lot of sports issues, a lot of high school issues. Of course, we had our silt flood about a month ago. A lot of press issues as far as freedom of the press, etc. So always interesting to read back through the year, as well as our quotes of the week, which are always very interesting. We've also got our Spanish column this week by Lynn McCullough from Luna de Colores, who does all the news from the Hispanic community here in Ferndale, and of course we print it as well in Spanish, so that's always fun to read, as well as Bridge Notes by Lorraine Wilkie, who writes a column. She has a house here in Ferndale and a house down in LA, and kind of brings a big city view to our small town and some of its issues. Jack Mays, our editorial cartoons, has his top 10 cartoons of 2012 and his comments as to why he selected them. He wanted to name Ferndale Unified School District Superintendent Jack Lakin as his man of the year. If he had a magazine, he was his man of the year because Jack Lakin appeared in the majority of his editorial cartoons this year, as well as local politics and, of course, Tag Wotherspoon. Tag Wotherspoon and The Point made number 5 out of the top 10 this year for,
is that so?
For Tag and Mel Birdie when they were under fire for basically editorializing and speaking out about Fangate at Ferndale High School. So that editorial cartoon depicting them in a fortress as they're broadcasting the games on The Point hit number 5. So it's always fun to look back at Jack's top 10. That and much, much more. Of course, Wildcat sports coverage. Basketball varsity girls did very well at the Rincon Valley Tournament last weekend. There's a game here tonight in Ferndale as the varsity boys play Fortuna. Varsity boys start at 7:30 over the Ferndale High School gym.
Broadcast live on the radio.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tag and Mel.
All right. Awesome. Well, that is the as first editions for a brand new year ago.
135th year. Volume number 1.
Unbelievable. There it is, the Ferndale Enterprise. It comes out each and every week, and you can find out more about it at the website.
FerndaleEnterprise.us.
And follow them on Twitter. Thanks, Caroline.
Thanks.
It is now 4 o'clock, so let's take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to KHUM.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out KHUM.com or search KHUM in iTunes.